So Sinclair, you were born in St. Kitts and you came to England when you were about seven, if I'm right, something like seven.
Nine.
Okay, so you lived in Monton Street, just off, near Lloyd Street. So when you came to England, it was such a huge culture shock. Were you initially aware that we had our own carnival here?
No, didn't at all. I'm starting to think now when I came basically aware of it. I know my mother sometimes used to go to these, because she used to go into the march, and the walk around the
house. Yeah, the parade.
And then ended up in Alexander Park. She used to be in that regular. So we used to go and find her to get our food. Because she always cooked and dumplings and stuff, and we'll go and find in the carnival and just start to eat some dumplings. No, she was always in there. So that's the only way we was aware of the carnival. So it was a regular thing. It just means we went in late. They dressed up in the morning, did the march around this area, and came into the park. And by that time, when that happened, we go and find in the park with a basket full of food.
And as you got older and more independent, did you start going on your own?
Yeah. And it became a regular thing. And it is sort of seeing people you haven't seen for ages, you know, catch up and stuff. And so that was something to look forward to when you go to the carnival, because you know you're going to see somebody that you haven't seen for years, maybe. So that was, you know, you see someone, so, what is that? Is that such and such? Is that such and such? And start telling you what's been happening in their lives. And you tell them what's happening in your lives. But it's always been a great event, you know, to sort of bring the area together, people in the area together.
So, as you got older, now I must mention, for people that don't recognise your name, you were in Sweet Sensation, who were a very big band in the early 70s. Were you ever invited, either before Sweet, you know, the pre-fame?
Sad Sweet Dreamer?
Pardon?
Before Sad Sweet Dreamer and stuff.
Yeah, were you ever invited to the carnival or afterwards when you became well known?
Oh, no, we weren't.
Really?
Because I think we were so busy back then, that was never penciled in or anything like that. Because we didn't know where we was going to be. You know, we could be abroad, or so that was obviously not penciled in. But no, if we was lucky enough to be at home at the time, obviously we were going to Alexander Park. But no, we wasn't invited.
If you'd played the carnival, you could have all just walked down, walked in your flared purple suits, your lilac purple flared suits, and just walked into the...
Yeah. You have to keep them fresh.
Yeah, in your big high heels.